Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
11:38 on a Tuesday morning. I am Lynn Hayes Freeland. You're listening to KDKA 1020. You know, there's been a lot of conversation in the last couple of weeks about domestic violence, sexual abuse. I think a lot of this conversation was fueled by that documentary, Surviving R. Kelly. But I don't want that documentary to take away from the fact that there are women in particular, but sometimes men, who find themselves in bad situations, which is in part why the city of Pittsburgh is launching a new initiative. And here to talk about that initiative is Nicole Molinar. She's the executive director of the Women's Center and Shelter. Hi, Nicole. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Lynn.
Thank you. So, you know, as I said, I think everybody's been talking about domestic violence because of R. Kelly, but this is a problem that existed way before people started talking about R. Kelly.
Absolutely. It sure has. Domestic violence, even though the name itself really was not known until the late 60s and early 1970s, domestic violence has always existed.
So tell me about this new initiative with the city. I know that you were involved in the planning or the preparation process.
Yes, we've actually been involved with the City of Pittsburgh Police and with the Mayor's Office for about a year now in planning alongside the Nina Baldwin Fisher Foundation, who are the ones who are supporting this effort, this really exciting new initiative within the City of Pittsburgh Police. And it basically establishes the creation of a domestic violence unit in the Bureau of Police. So right now there is only one domestic violence detective that really works with anything within the police that needs any sort of follow-up. And the new domestic violence unit will add a domestic violence sergeant, which is a new position. It'll add another domestic violence detective specialist and also a civilian clerical specialist. All three of those are new positions, so there will be four total positions within the City of Pittsburgh Police specializing in domestic violence, so it's very exciting.
And those positions become very significant because there is a certain sensitivity that must be brought to the table when you are dealing with a victim.
Absolutely, there sure is, and part of that is around the danger that these situations present. I mean, we have to remember that three women every single day in the United States are killed by their partners or their ex-partners. And whenever there's some sort of assault or whenever the survivor is attempting to leave or has already left the relationship, it really increases the potential of danger. So the sensitivities are really around safety planning and the need for follow-up and accountability for batterers.
And that explains a lot because so often one of the common questions people ask is, well, why didn't she just leave? There are a lot of reasons why people don't just leave.
Exactly. There are very valid reasons why people don't leave. The question that we really should be asking is, why do batterers batter? They're the ones who are behaving against the law and against what a healthy relationship should be. So very valid reasons why survivors stay in relationships, fear being a leading one, and also love, because this is the person that you have fallen in love with and who has said that they will love you, they will help to help you in life, they will support you, and now they are behaving in a way that is abusive and controlling and dangerous.
And I'm guessing the addition of the staff positions to the Pittsburgh Police Department will also make it possible to get faster responses, which again, I'm guessing is important because if you reach out, you don't get a response right away, then you may not reach back.
Right. Well, so the police get about, just in the city of Pittsburgh, get about 13,000 domestic violence-related calls annually.
Wow.
So they will still be handled. I know, it's a huge number. It's in keeping, though, with national statistics of a city our size, though, certainly. But they'll still get the same first responders who will respond to those calls. What will really change is the follow-up that's able to be done with the creation of this new unit around investigation, in two cases around an establishing of a database that will be able to, we'll be able to identify domestic violence offenders and repeat offenders so that both the courts as well as the victims and survivors are informed, about the behaviors and the past behaviors of batterers. So, you know, it's not just the actual addition of the staff, but it's really what they're going to be able to bring to the table around the, establishing the database, improving investigations, reviewing all domestic violence incident reports, participating in collaborative justice system projects, doing community outreach, and then also participating in national training on domestic violence best practices specific for law enforcement, with the hope that they really are be able to become leaders in implementing these best practices locally. So there's so much exciting stuff that comes with this creation of the domestic violence unit.
Before I let you go, so how soon will we see that those changes put into place? And this is grant money, correct?
It is. It's grant money. It's a 5-year grant from the Nina Baldwin Fisher Foundation. And it will be debated and, of course, hopefully passed tomorrow morning in City Council. Assuming that it's passed in City Council, then the grant would start January 31st. So then the hiring and all of the implementation would begin at that point. So there would be a very quick turnaround. And there are definitely high hopes from the city, from the police, and from Women's Center and all other victim advocates, and really the community around what will happen with the creation of this domestic violence unit.
Exciting times indeed. Nicole, thanks so much for joining us. Nicole, I got to put my glasses on here. Hold on. Nicole Molinar is the Executive Director of the Women's Center and Shelter here in Pittsburgh. Thanks so much for joining us on the KDKA line today. We appreciate it, and we're excited about this new initiative.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.